Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like only yesterday that I was up on this very stage 4 years ago making my pitch to be your new mayor. These events do much to shape our local governance and thus the trajectory of our communities. I want to thank the Simcoe and District Chamber for providing a fair, neutral forum where everyone can gather and inform themselves about the issues. One of the things that troubles me the most over the past 4 years is the way democracy, even at a local level, is being subverted by people delivering you a fire hose of falsehoods in order to serve their own selfish ends. I said it in 2018, and I'm telling you again, no one was really being upfront with you about the state of the county's finances. Norfolk ran deficits every single year since 2012, and on a per capita basis, we were in a negative net financial position, meaning our debts and liabilities exceeded our investments and savings. I promised you transparency regarding Norfolk's finances, and you got it. We exposed more skeletons in the closet than I care to count. So where did your reserves go? A few examples. Provincial offenses revenue was being overstated by $250,000 year over year. Ice rentals by $50,000. Post-retirement benefits to the tune of $300,000, never accounted for. Creative accounting on paper made it look like you could charge the taxpayer less, but at the end of the day, the money had to come from somewhere. Trust me, that's only a sample of what was unearthed in the finance department. Then a problem with our water, similar in scale to our financial issues, came to light, which dwarfed the concerns that prompted me to get involved in the first place. Despite our then GM of Public Works proclaiming publicly that there was absolutely no problem with the water, something about the numbers just didn't add up. Sure enough, we were issuing building permits like they were candy when legally we should not have been. I was the one that exposed that problem because you don't mess with people's water. We are in the process of raising our development charges for a second time because taxpayers should not have to pay for future growth.